This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
Alive and kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, you all know Tommy Bowe from the rugby pitch to Ireland AM to, yes, 10 siblings and 10 kings. I'd even go so far to say he's a national treasure. So what does the new year hold for him and how does he feel about New Year's resolutions? Well, he's on the line now. Tommy, how are you?
Thank you, Claire. Jeez, that's very kind of you to say it. But we both share an awful lot of symmetries, I suppose. We both did Ireland AM, and yeah, unfortunately, we're both in the whole 10 siblings fiasco. But yes, I'm great. Thank you. Good to chat to you. How are you?
And look, I know I brought it up, but if I didn't, somebody else would in the text. So I just thought I'd get in ahead of them. We'd move on with our lives, as we both have. But it's the gift that keeps on giving. It just never goes away. I still get DMs about it all the time.
Oh, me too. Literally, over Christmas, I went out and I caught up with loads of my mates a couple of times. And that's just a recipe for 10 brothers and sisters, or 3 sisters, and like it's 10 siblings. If you're going to slag me, at least get it right. But listen, and to be fair, all you can do is laugh. I mean, it's I think we're going to be out there for a long time to come, to be fair, the pair of us. But listen, it could be a lot worse.
If only we could have monetized it. But look, there we are. No. How was your festive season? I saw you were in Lapland making magical memories.
It was about making magical memories. My kids are 8 and 5 now, and myself and Lucy just thought it's a good time to get away and to go and experience the whole Lapland and go and visiting Santa. And listen, it was magical. You know, we arrived the first night, it was minus 22 degrees. Which was a bit of a shock to the system, but like just in terms of seeing their faces with the snow, having the snow suits, and we did husky rides and we drove snowmobiles, and then of course meeting the big man himself. I mean, it just doesn't get more magical than that. And seeing the kids' faces, yeah, it's a memory that we'll have forever.
And as a former professional athlete, do you let it all go over Christmas, or is fitness, nutrition, and well-being sort of embedded in who you are?
I was never the greatest as an athlete in terms of, I was lucky, right? I do the podcast with Donal Callaghan, and the two of us always slag each other because whenever we used to go out before a match, we'd go to the cinema, and Donal Callaghan used to have to bring a bag of grapes to stop himself eating sweets, where I was there full popcorn, raiding the pick and mix, the whole lot. So we have different metabolisms. So Christmas is kind of a good time to try and really put that to the test.
Oh, you're going to be making people sick to hear that.
Well, it won't last forever. I know, and it's not going to last forever. I know that. So, I mean, it's going to hit me hard now whenever the old metabolism stops. But yeah, listen, I love training. It's not persistently going to the gym. I'm into that whole calisthenics. I do a lot of calisthenics work with a guy who used to play rugby up in Ulster. And it's all handstands and core and flexibility. And it's because any time I kind of stand under a squat rack, or I try to do bench press, stuff that I did as a rugby player, I always seem to get injured. So it's very much about trying to keep myself mobile, keep myself moving going forward.
Do you set New Year's resolutions?
No, but I do like to see it as a bit of a reset button. And I did overindulged. We ate really well over Christmas. I went out and met all my mates. I was loving going out, catching up, and the crack was mighty. And December is a really busy, November and December are really busy months for me in general, with the clothes and the shoes and everything else. So January is just a kind of time to, hopefully my body hasn't broken down at that stage. And January is kind of just a stage to kind of maybe, right, try to get myself refocused for the year ahead. And actually the first thing I did this year, I was out for a walk with my wife. just before New Year's Eve, and she kind of asked me about superstitions. I don't think so. But she said, I'm going to try and go off social media for January. And I thought, you know what, that's a great one. And it's not, I don't post much on social media, and I kind of need to be on it in a way for my job. But just to be able to, I've deleted the apps for 1 month. And just that automatic reaction of anytime you're bored, picking up the phone and scrolling or just checking what other people are getting up to. I just thought, right, come on, let's do this. So the two of us, yeah, we've deleted social media for January. And so far, actually, it's not been too bad.
That's so interesting. That's a really good one. Have you noticed a difference? I mean, we're a couple of weeks in, not too far in, but have you noticed you're a bit more present in your life?
Maybe. I just think that, listen, I still pick up the phone, and instead of maybe going on social media, maybe I'm clicking open the newspaper apps and looking through those. But it's definitely limiting a lot more. And I kind of feel that if I'm reading the newspaper or if I'm Googling something, it's a little bit more productive than just scrolling what someone down the road has been up to, or people making me jealous that they're all off on their sunshine holidays or off skiing. And I just think to myself, oh, geez, I'm stuck here in the miserable weather. So it's kind of it's a nice way to, like, it hasn't, I think it's been good, and it hasn't actually been that much of a, it hasn't been as difficult as I kind of thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I think it's a really good one. Just even to try, you know, and see how it makes us feel.
I deleted it off my screens, so it's just not there. You know, like, it'd be different if you kind of logged out whatever else. I've just deleted it off my phone. And if I need to, for something that might be coming up, or if I really badly need to post on it, I can get somebody else to log in for me, do the post, and just leave it go. But I'm just going to try and stay off it as much as I can. So yeah, why not? Give it a rattle.
And tell us about this Steps team challenge you're involved in.
Yeah, I'm doing a Teams. Listen, it's a case of just getting out and getting active. And as I said, I don't do too much in the gym anymore, but I do try to get out for a walk. I do try to get out and just get a bit of fresh air. And Forest Mazars is a company that's had this team Steps team challenge going for the last 4 years. And myself and Laura Fox have gotten bored of it this year. And realistically, my dad loves, like, he tracks his 10,000 steps every day. I mean, it's almost become unhealthy for him, but it keeps him healthy. And no matter what happens any day of the year, he always has to get his mobile phone out to check exactly how many steps he has. So I'm going to set him a team challenge now. There's going to be four of us in the team, and we're going to be going up against each other for pretty much 4 weeks to see how many steps we can accumulate. And we'll be going up against other teams all over the country, and you can kind of do 10,000 steps a day, you can do 16,000 steps a day if you really want to push the boat out, or realistically you can do 10 steps a day. It's just a case of kind of having a bit of that team competitive environment to go up against each other and just get out, get moving. And I think it's a good thing to be a part of.
And people can check out more at ForvisMazars.com. And there are actually loads of prizes to keep you motivated, which I think is a good thing, because it can get tricky. Mid-January, we can think, oh God, do I really care about these steps? And that might keep you on the straight and narrow. But ultimately, I think the more you move, the better you begin to feel. It goes from being a chore at the start. I think people underestimate that when we try something new, it's going to feel difficult and challenging at the start. And then all of a sudden, like your dad, it becomes a fuel for you.
Yeah, and a big time. Listen, my alarm goes off at 4:05 in the morning. There's some days when it's wet and windy and horrible outside, I just want to go back to bed and stay there for the day. But I think just getting out and getting a bit of fresh air does so much for your mental health, your self-esteem, and just even your general fitness and well-being. So I think it's a really good message. And it's not a case of having to hit 10,000 steps, or it's, you know, like, I am a competitive person. I love the challenge. And that's why I love this, because I kind of need to see people who might be doing better than me to go and push myself. But not everybody is like that. So it's a case of just knowing that getting out, going for a walk, going for a chat with your mates, and just kind of soaking up the fresh air. We're so lucky in Ireland with sea. You can walk along the seaside, you can walk through forests, you can walk through the local town. I mean, there's so much great scenery out there that, you know, it's such a simple resource that we don't have to go sign up for the gym to pay every month to go and do it.
Who would be in your dream team then? I assume your dad is in there.
Oh, geez, my dream team.
Yeah, yeah, for any challenge.
Rugby players are lazy, and my Ireland AM co-hosts are even lazier. So, I mean, none of them are in it. You'd probably be in it, Claire, to be fair. You're really good for it. Although, sea swimming doesn't quite count. Are you much of a walker as well?
A big walker, grew up around the cliffs, love an owl hoof around the cliffs. Okay. It's one of my favourites. Okay. So, yeah.
You're in, Claire. My sister-in-law, she is mad for out hiking. She's always out. So she's definitely in it. And my brother, we'll put the two of them as a joint effort. And then, geez, I'm going to pick someone like Peter Stringer, who's out in Dubai just with the sunshine on his back, loving life. And he's just laughing at everybody back here in Ireland in the wind and the rain. And he's just with the sun out there. And he just, anytime I see him on social media, he seems to be training. So Strings will definitely get the steps up for us.
Love it. Well, maybe we should head out there for a bit of a training camp. It's me and your family, which I love. And we're going out to Peter Stringer's house in Dubai. I'm there. I'm really, really looking forward to it. What's your advice to people if they want to get fitter and stronger this year, but they don't know where to start? Is walking your number one?
Do you know, it's not about getting fit. It's not about setting things in the distance. It's small steps. It's just deciding, do you know what? I'm just going to go up and get out of the house here. I'm going to go for a walk. And then if you enjoy it, how about trying it again tomorrow and maybe walk that little bit further the next day? And maybe, do you know what? In a week's time, if you really enjoy it, try and throw a little bit of a jog in there. Like, it's not about trying to get fit for the year. It's small steps, because if you go and try and get into the gym straight away, buy all the gear and go onto the treadmill after a week or 2 days of being there, you'll decide, you know what, I can't be bothered going anymore. So the big thing is always just about setting small steps, get out there, get moving. And listen, if you can kind of build on it every day, you'll feel a lot better about yourself.
Well, that website again is forvismazars.com to find out more about that challenge. And you'll find Tommy on Instagram at Tommy Bow, but he won't answer any of your DMs in January. Tommy, great to catch up with you. All the best.
Claire, thanks so much. Good to chat. Chat to you soon.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.